how come it's taken so long in getting the attention of the people in the car industry in Australia to get them over here?
Oh, I think it's definitely got their attention, but it's just that these type of things take a very, very long time to iron out all the kind of kinks and intricacies of designing the software. So we're seeing driverless cars being tested all across the world by a lot of companies, including this recent test in the ACT. Even though they're out on the street, it's still probably a fair time before we'll start seeing fully automated cars in dealerships. There is still kind of some issues with the operation. As you may have heard, there was the first fatality of a driverless car happened recently in Arizona. This was actually a car being tested by Uber. And unlike other accidents we've seen with driverless cars, in this case, the automated driver was actually in charge. It wasn't a human driver. It wasn't human error. And somebody crossed the road with a bicycle at nighttime, not on a pedestrian crossing, and unfortunately collided with the car, and that was a fatality. So the interesting thing about the test in ACT is that test is going to focus specifically on the transition between the automated driver and the real human driver. So, you know, if an emergency situation is encountered, as it was on that roundabout, and the car asks the human driver to take over, how does that affect the human driver's perception of what's going on? And is it indeed possible, when you're not paying attention, to suddenly be asked to pay attention at a critical time?
Yeah, right. It's quite the question of, like, whether the automated car would have been able to do anything different to what a human could have done. Because in that incident in Arizona, that was quite... it would have been quite hard to avoid for a normal a human driver to do as well.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like it's easy to fall into the trap of only pointing out the times when these automated cars are running into issues. But you do have thousands of cars being tested on live roads at the moment all around the world. So the question is really whether the error rate for these cars is worse or better than humans would be if they were driving those cars.
Yeah, right. I guess a good question is, what kind of support does this trial in the ACT have? I guess it would have the support of the local government.
Yeah, it's got local government support. It's being run by a local Canberra business called Seeing Machines. There's about 200 people working for them in Canberra. So definitely going to be good for local businesses and the local economy. They're testing initially this driver takeover phase. They're testing it on Sutton Road Test, like a private road test site. And at the moment, they're not actually intending for those trials to go out on public roads in Cambria. So it's all going to be internal. But if the driving track tests are successful, we could very well see these cars out on the roads in the wild in Canberra, as it were.
Yeah, right. I guess just over a month ago, the US self-driving Uber car killed a pedestrian in low light conditions, becoming one of the first automated cars to do so. This has had an influence on the tests over here, or is it kind of testing in a different manner?
This has not had an impact on the tests over here. No, the Arizona accident forced Uber to ground their testing cars in the US, but didn't seem to have a huge impact outside of Uber. Lyft, for example, LYFT, which is the main competitor to Uber in the US, which isn't over here yet, they're also doing self-driving testing, and they're actually testing cars that you could hire on an app just like Uber in Las Vegas at the moment on the street, intending to have those cars hireable on an app within the next year or so. So progress is definitely moving forward across the board, despite this accident in Arizona.
Yeah, well, that's quite a scary thought of ordering an Uber and there's no driver, it's just the car. You're just, okay, like, all right, here we go.
Yeah. And it raises some interesting questions in terms of, like, if you've got two automated cars involved in an accident, there's no actual driver, who's to blame for the accident? It's definitely going to cause interesting conundrums for insurers in the future.
Absolutely. I guess on that note, how can these cars be insured when the cars are the drivers themselves?
That question hasn't been answered. Basically, the insurance industry is still very much not sure kind of how to deal with these cars, but it's still quite a while away before we'll start to really see them on the road outside of testing conditions. We're seeing some automation in cars. I mean, you can get cars now that will control their speed on the motorway, depending on cars around them. You can get cars that will park themselves currently. But it's still a fair bit away before we can get those 100% safe, fully automated cars. But yeah, I think everybody's kind of wanting it to happen sooner rather than later.